The following message was given by Brother Timothy Hong in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, June 30, 2019. The title of the message is Experiencing the Work of the Cross for the Body and Living in the Unique Fellowship of the Body. The scripture verses are 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 23 to the 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 and 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
To cleanse each one of us. Thank you, we can come to your word. Oh, we live by every word proceeds out of your mouth. Thank you, your words are like our spirit and our life. Lord, we love you. We love your word. We do give this time to you. Oh, to release all our spirit. Oh, to hear your word, to enjoy your word, and to speak your word. In your precious name we pray. Amen. So saints, if you notice, there are some of the brothers, they left. They left to the training. We have the training starting from the next, in fact, tomorrow. I was calling a few brothers to share together. I found out they all, some left, some could not share with me. And Brother Ed, even he has left. He was invited to the church in Fairlawn in New Jersey because his daughter Julie is meeting there. So it's a wonderful time for him to go and to blend with the saints there. In fact, just let you know ahead of time, I don't know whether the brothers mentioned anything. The church in Fairlawn, which is in New Jersey, they are sending saints. Next Lord's Day to come to visit us. They have three groups. They have the Spanish-speaking one, English-speaking one, and Chinese-speaking ones. And the Korean-speaking ones, in fact. The Korean, not the Spanish-speaking ones, but the Korean-speaking ones, they will be coming here. I don't know who are the other groups. Maybe one group goes to Flushing. But anyway, it's a wonderful blending time. So this morning I will just share, I think we all have a little more time to share. So I will just start from what I enjoy in this in this past week, what we covered. We have been covering the conference, the International Chinese-Speaking Conference this year, which is on the subject of living in the reality of the body of Christ by keeping the principles of the body. So this phrase is pretty long. You know, some of the messages we have or the conference are shorter. Let me say it again. Living in the reality of the body of Christ by keeping the principles of the body. So if you notice in this phrase, there is a key word that is the body of Christ. But he added a word, the reality of the body of Christ. So when you mention reality, that means there is something may not be the reality. So we have to pay attention. There is the reality of the body of Christ. And it's for our living. It's not just a kind of doctrine. For our understanding. And then to have such a living, we need to keep the principles of the body. So concerning the body, there are principles. So we all need to keep these principles, then we can be living in the reality of the body. So this is the overall title. And for this past week, it was another title. It's not short, neither. It's concerning experiencing the work of the spirit for the body. I hope it's correct and it's exact rather. And also living in the unique fellowship of the body. Again, it's, you know, it's kind of long. And this part has the emphasis is concerning experiencing and also concerning living. Experiencing is concerning cross, the work of the cross. And living is concerning that living in the unique fellowship. You know, we sang the hymns earlier around the Lord's table, and there was quite a few hymns was on the fellowship. But this fellowship, I mentioned in the title, is the unique fellowship of the body of Christ. So these are the two titles, one's for the whole conference and one's for this past week, what we covered. So I will just share what I enjoy, and then later on you can share what you enjoy. You know, the cross of Christ, I think we're all very familiar. You know, we sing many hymns early on, in the beginning, concerning the cross. The Lord shed his blood to cleanse us. That was his love, you know. And by his shedding of his blood, it was also the picture that the Lord on the cross was pierced and outflowed blood and water. And the fountain of blood can wash all of us, can wash away all the stains, all the condemnations. So we can have the fellowship. So in fact, the cross and the fellowship of the body of Christ are related. The blood, I think we're all familiar. Maybe we are too familiar concerning on the cross, the Lord shed his blood. Then we lose the focus. What is the cross? We will just connect the cross to the blood, you know. That was my understanding, you know. In the very beginning, when I was saved, you know, I was very appreciative that the Lord shed his blood. You know, he all of his love. He has no sin. He doesn't need to die. He doesn't need to shed his blood. But he loved us, and he willingly went to the cross and died there and shed his blood for us. And according to the word, when there's no shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. And we know we all have sins. And who can shed his blood or her blood? None of us can do it. You know, we deserve it. But the Lord has no sins. And he shed his blood. And since my early days, I think we all are very touched by the Lord, you know, shedding his blood willingly on the cross for all of us. Not just for one or two, but even for the whole world. And John 3:16, we're all very familiar. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave us on the cross to shed his blood, that everyone who believes into him should not perish, but have eternal life. So this is my understanding in the very beginning of my Christian life. But gradually I realized cross is not so simple, you know. It's not just shedding the blood and to wash us. Because the Bible later on mentioned that Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. So that the Lord's death on the cross was not just his shedding of the blood. It even involved us. Because Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. So even we, the sinners, was also there. And of course, there are other, you know, meanings involved the cross. Just before John 3:16, it mentioned that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so also must the Son of Man be lifted up. So that means what was on the cross was not just man and God, even Satan was there, because the Bible says through death, Christ's death on the cross, he destroyed the devil. So even the devil was judged on the cross. even the world, you know, the world is related to Satan. The Lord Jesus himself said, the world has been, the prince of this world will be casted out, and the world will be justified on the cross. So all these are involved in the Lord's death, involved on the cross. But here we have the phrase, you know, experiencing the work of the cross. That means the cross is not just for what the Lord has accomplished on the cross, but also is for us today. And what kind of cross is for us today? We read the context concerning this phrase, experiencing the work of the cross for the body of Christ, for the body. We will realize the cross is related even to the body, you know. I think the Lord's table is very clear. The Lord's table shows us the blood, you know, the bread, the Lord's body, and the blood are separated. And that is the Lord adds, charges us, you know, to eat the bread, drink the cup. We declare the Lord's death until he comes. So it shows, the Lord's table shows his death on the cross. But the cross, my realization is, the cross, in fact, is the will of God. Is the will of God, which is becomes a big, big item. Because the Lord prayed before he go. He went, you know. He prayed three times whether the cup can be removed. And then he realized that is the will of God. That's why he said, not my will, but your will. So we see, in fact, the cross is related to God's will. And this past week, in some of the reading materials, we see that, in fact, the cross leads us to God's purpose, God's will, which is the body, which is the body. And the cross is the procedure. It's not the goal. The goal is the body. So today, I feel especially, you know, in New York City, the Lord has been taking us on. I think we all realize the Lord is doing something here, and I heard some saints say, you know, we don't want to miss it, you know. Well, the Lord is going on. We want to go on with the Lord. But how do we go on with the Lord? I feel this past week, what we have gone through are very helpful and very timely. I believe it's the Lord's sovereignty that to have this portion of the word for all of us. Because for us to be in the body and go on in the body, we need to experience the work of the cross. The work of the cross is just not just suffering, but rather is the putting to death. So for us to go on, for the body to be built, continue to be built, we need to experience the cross. We need to experience that in the body. I think I heard quite a few saints mention they are very touched by this week concerning the body. The body is the body of Christ. And only Christ is in the body. We all say we are members of the body. We are members of the body. So all of us, in fact, only a part of each one of us is in the body. That is the part in you and the part in me that is Christ, is qualified to be brought into the body of Christ. So, you know, this phrase is very, very strong. Once it applied to us, we will realize a lot of things, what we have, you know, we're in the church life, and we're involved in the church life. If we realize only Christ is qualified, the Christ we receive, the Christ the Lord is still dispensing into us, is part of the body, we will realize there are many things need to be eliminated. And that is the work of the cross. The Lord is working. Okay, you know, when we read the last verse, maybe the brother can help us to put the last verse. I think it's 1 Corinthians 12:27. Maybe we can read that verse together. One more time. Now, you are the body of Christ and members individually. I don't know whether you notice or not. There's a mistake there. That is, now you are the body of Christ. The body should be capital. You know, sometimes, you know, in Chinese, there's no capital or small case. It should be capital. There are other verses in the Morning Watch versus sheets. They are they are similar. You know, for example, in Romans 12:5, so we who are many are one body in Christ. In the versus sheet, it's a small b. It should be capital. So whenever it's referring to the mystical body of Christ, that is capital, because that is not referring to the physical body of Christ on the earth. You know, this time I kind of realized that I thought, you know, in Romans we didn't get to read rather 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the two verses, I think 16 and 17. Maybe we can read those two verses together. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body. For we all partake of the one bread. You know, this is concerning the Lord's table. In fact, the Lord's table is a kind of fellowship. Here he mentioned about our drinking the cup is our fellowship of the blood of Christ. Our taking the bread is concerning our fellowship of the body of Christ. Have you noticed our taking the bread is a fellowship of the body of Christ? That body is a capital or small case. It's a small case, right? We have fellowship of, I think it's 16. The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? That is a small case. And I thought it should be capital. I don't know about you, but in fact, it should be small case. The reason is, in the context, the blood was referring to the Lord's physical body, physical blood. So the fellowship, you cannot, you know, suddenly change. So it's referring to the physical body of the Lord Jesus. My point is, it's a tremendous matter that today, that we are covering the matter of the fellowship of the body of Christ is the mystical body of Christ. And so this is something tremendous. But anyway, I feel that these two matters concerning the experiencing the work of the cross is what we need in the church life. Because in the church life, especially when we are going on in the church, especially, you know, there's so many, we have so many halls now. And every hall, when you have it, I heard brother said, you know, this meeting hall, they are saints, you know, they are serving. But when you are in the new meeting hall, you know, they're looking for serving ones. I heard in one hall, even the older ones, they are serving the children's meeting. They are in the 80s. Because they need everyone. They don't have enough sense. But once you come together, so many different age, different, you know, languages, ethics, and it's not so easy. So what should we do? Shall we listen to the ones that are more senior? Or shall we listen to the ones that they are actually doing more? In this picture, we need the work of the cross. We need everyone to be terminated and realizing what the Lord wants in the church life, for the church to go on. Yes, the Lord wants you, and the Lord wants me, but not our natural person. The cross, the will of God, on one side was old creation, on the other side was the new creation. Everything of the old creation is terminated on the cross. And only the new creation, only in resurrection, can be brought into the body of Christ, can be brought into the church life. You know, there are saints, they are very good in certain areas. Some saints, you know, they're teachers. They come to the church life, they feel they are very qualified to teach the little kids, they're teaching the, higher grades. Well, if you bring your credential and all your experiences, you know how to teach, I think you may have caused problems to yourself and to the other serving ones. Even the piano, in the past we heard, some people, they're very good with playing piano in competition, this, that. But once in the church life, in the meetings, the one who plays the piano has to respond to all of us, our singing. Sometimes our singing is not so, to the tune, but, they have to follow the meeting, the flow of the meeting. So this is a picture to show that we all need to experience the work of the cross for us, for the Lord to have the body. And this is, in fact, it's on the negative side. So all of the old creation of our natural being should be terminated. And only the one, only what's in the new creation can be brought into the church life. That's why, in all the services, we emphasize very much when we come together, we need to pray. To pray is not I, but Christ. To pray is put ourselves aside and seeking the Lord's will. And then we will have something, from our spirit, in our realization. We will learn that, not to follow my way or your way, to follow the Lord's leading, follow the Lord's guidance, the sense in our spirit. Okay, on the positive side, we need more fellowship. We need more fellowship. There are many verses. Last week, we covered concerning the fellowship. In fact, the fellowship, and we read the verses in 1 John. 1 John, John, in his old age, and he wrote this epistle. He mentioned that he brought his experience. In John 1, we have the verses in John 1, 3, that which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. That means the apostle sharing the gospel, and what they have seen, what they have heard, they declare. So those who heard, and they received the law, they received the life, and they have fellowship with the apostles. And the apostles, John mentioned, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. It shows that the fellowship, on one hand, is us, or the apostles, vertically with the Father and the Son. But also, all of us, when we receive the law, we are brought into this fellowship. It's called the fellowship of the apostles. In the very beginning of the church life, we have the verses in Acts chapter 2, I think it's verse 42. It mentioned that in the very beginning, the Christians, they were continuing. Let's read together. And steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. Okay, so this verse mentioned about the very beginning. All the believers, all the saved ones, they were brought into the fellowship of the apostles. And John is a apostle. John was an apostle then, and he said his fellowship was with the Father and with the Son. So we all are brought into this fellowship. And there are other verses in the First John, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, I think. Maybe we can read that one also. God is faithful to whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see, it may seem someone preached the gospel to us, we got saved, we just follow this person, we come in and we have fellowship. But here it says, God has called us into the fellowship. So God desires to have such a fellowship, that we will have fellowship. Then 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, I think was there also. Maybe we can read that verse, okay, also. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So in Paul's greeting to the Corinthians in the second epistle, he mentioned about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So we are called into such a fellowship. Then there's the fellowship of the body of Christ. That means I feel we need today, we are very needed this matter of fellowship, because we have 8 halls, and soon we're going to have a hall 9 in Staten Island. So we all need to realize we are not just hall 1 brothers and sisters. We need to realize that in New York City, we have all these halls. Last week, we come in together. Why? Because we want to, you know, if we are keeping 8 halls, and week by week, I think after a year or two, we may just realize, we may feel, you know, I don't know what's going on in hall 8. You know, we are here very busy, you know, don't bother us. We may become isolated. We may become individualistic. So we need to have the kind of enlargement. So we need to have all the sense. I think last week there was some, we are still learning how to blend, you know. I think the saints, I heard the saints really enjoy, you know, the time, especially after the meeting, you know, a lot of saints linger. I heard the saints prefer to have the meeting in the meeting hall rather than Queen's College. Queen's College is kind of big, and you know, after we finish, the time is up. They try to chase us out, and we just. Meeting, finish, go home. In some sense, I went to hall 3. You know, they have a new meeting hall, and they have a big kitchen. By the way, we are planning to have a big kitchen downstairs. It should help in the future for our blending. So, you know, we need the blending. Then we enjoy the fellowship, you know. We're so happy to see so many saints returning, or some new ones, you know, we like to have all the saints, you know, in the fellowship, enjoying one another's portion. So this is very needed for us. But we really need to not just to be district brothers and sisters. We need to be sisters and brothers in the church in New York City, the city. But we also need to be enlarged, you know, in New York State. There are 7 churches. We need to blend with the other places. Last week, the church in Rosendale, you know, they joined us. So it was a good, they were, you know, some of them, they were here before. So it's good to have such a blending. But we also need to be enlarged, not just to be Christians in the district, in the one church, one city. We need to be a kind of state. churches. But even that is not big enough, you know. We need to be brothers and sisters, not just in the nation, you know, well, from U.S., you know, when we go out, and they ask where you are. So the three brothers and sisters from Taiwan, you know, they just landed, and they came here by bus. And now they left because they need to go to Flushing to meet up with the host. And they didn't know there was a a meeting in Flushing, because they say in Flushing. So they were happy to be here, and they're also happy that where they stay is close by, and there are saints there, they can fellowship. My point is, we should be, pardon me to coin a phrase, that is, we should be body Christians. That means body conscious Christians, because we are members of the body. Whether we know or not, when we have the bread breaking, the Lord's table, that is the fellowship of the body of Christ. It's not just a district one. It's not just the Lord's table in New York City. That is the Lord's table of all the churches of the body of Christ. If we see this, we will realize, wow, we are not small brothers and sisters. We are brothers and sisters in the universal body of Christ. Many other locality at the same time, of course, the time zone difference, you know, maybe, there's people, this is evening. But anyway, the bread and the cup, the Lord's table is the fellowship, not just small b, the physical body of Christ, what we have read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, is also the fellowship of the universal body of Christ. So I'm just very thankful that we are small persons, you know, we are nobody, but the Lord has called us into this fellowship, and this fellowship is universal with all the members of the body of Christ. Okay. Lastly, I have some burden concerning all the fellowship. It begins. What is the fellowship? The fellowship is just the flow of life. The flow of life. check your experience. When we have the Lord's table, do you have any feeling inside? The sense of life? How was the table? You know, I feel during the Lord's table, There was a flow. The fellowship of life is just the flow of life. How do we know? The flow is just the triune God in Christ. As the Spirit to be life to us, that we send to Him in between the meetings. Life is God the Father in Christ Jesus. As the Spirit flowing into us. That today, we all have such a flow. And this flow is the fellowship. And our Christian life, in fact, Brother Lee asked a question. The life in us, we are members. In my hand is a member of the body. The blood in my hand, is it the part of the blood in the body or the whole blood in the body? What would be your answer? Brother said, it's not part of the blood. I think will be part of the blood, right? Because the other part of my body has blood. The bigger the members, you know, the more blood is flowing to. And, but Brother said, the blood in the hand is a flowing blood. In other words, the body, the blood in the body is constantly flowing. So the life in you, in fact, is the life in all of us. And this life is constantly flowing. And the fellowship is the flowing of this life. Once we receive the law, then we are having this life. And this life is not a kind of standstill life. You know, it's not like, you know, I have a little, you know, have the Bible and everything here, hymns. And it's not like, you know, I put it in my pocket. I have in my pocket. The life in you is not standstill. The life in you is a flowing life. And that life is constantly flowing. That's why John said, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. So this fellowship, once we got saved, is a fellowship with the both vertical and horizontal. While we have fellowship of the body of Christ, at the same time, there's a vertical fellowship going on. So we all need this, both in the church life, around the Lord's table. That Lord's table is a practicing to have the fellowship of the body of Christ. But it's all based on our personal fellowship with the Lord. And, you know, this is very crucial. If we are just having the church life, but without the vertical, it's not adequate. It's not adequate. That's why in John's, in the first John, it mentioned that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Then he mentioned about if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So to fellowship with one another, we need to have the vertical fellowship also. And because God is light, when we fellowship with the Lord, God will shine on us. And the blood. God shine on us, then why he mentioned the blood? Why are you having fellowship? And we are, you know, the fellowship with the Father, because God is light. So God will shine upon us. So here, he mentioned that there is a cycle. For the church to go on one hand, we add in the meeting hall. On the other hand, there are more saints got saved and be brought in. But we all is desperately needed to have fellowship, because this fellowship will cause us to grow. We need the growth in the divine life, not just life dispensed, people got saved, but also we need to grow in this life. And to grow in this life, the divine life, then we can be built together. Otherwise, we'll be, you know, we will insist on our opinion, our, you know, desire, our feelings, our preferences. So that's why we need to see this cycle. That's why Brother Lee used the example of a automobile. How does automobile move forward? By the wheel, keep turning. Every time there's a turn, a cycle, the car is moving forward. So we need this cycle of the fellowship in order for us to grow and in order for the Lord to gain us, to transform us by life. Okay, at the end, I just mentioned that the cycle is fellowship, life. Okay, I don't have the, let me just mention. Firstly, we have the life. The life will bring us the fellowship. In the fellowship, then with the Lord, then we are in the light. So life, fellowship, light. When you are in the light, then we will realize our shortcomings. Then we need the blood. And the blood will cleanse us. Then after the blood, there will be the anointing. That's why in 1 John 1, it mentioned, chapter 1 mentioned about the fellowship. In chapter 2, it mentioned about the anointing. The anointing, according to the Old Testament pictures, all the priests, before their anointing, they have to apply the blood. So what's following the blood is the anointing. Anointing is God adding himself into us. The more we have the anointing, the more our senses, we have the senses. That's why they mentioned about we can, you know, we need to follow the anointing, obey the anointing in order to abide in the Lord. So anointing will add the Lord into us and give us more life. And then the life will again follow with the fellowship. So let me just repeat. So we have life, then we have fellowship. We have fellowship with the Lord and fellowship with one another. Following fellowship, we have the light. You know, quite often, when we enjoy the Lord, suddenly there's a light shine on us. What I said to this brother or sister, it's not right. Oh, what I came from home, and my attitude to my wife or my husband or my children is not right. So fellowship will bring in light. Light will shine upon us, then we will realizing we need the blood. The Lord's table, we enjoy the blood. That blood was not just for our believing in the Lord, cleansing that one time, but rather every day when we receive this shining, even in the meetings, sometimes in the meeting, while we're enjoying the Lord, suddenly something shined into us. You know, my attitude was not right. Even sometimes we will realize my motive. I did the right thing, but my motive was not right. Even, you know, at home, I said the right words, but my tone is different. All this, suddenly in the fellowship, the Lord shine upon us. What should we do? If we just reject it, then the fellowship gets stopped. If we confess, the blood of His Son cleanses us from every sin. The Lord, after the blood, after our confessing, add Himself into us. Then we just feel, you know, we have the peace, we have the life. You know, sometimes even in the Lord's table meeting in the past, why I heard brothers and sisters in the meeting, they said, before I came, you know, there was a problem with me and my wife or with my children, and they will take the blood. Then they will enjoy the table. I think somebody testified here, before they take the table, the bread and the cup, they went to their spouse and say sorry. They come back and enjoy the table. So brothers and sisters, there's a wonderful cycle for all of us that we need to enter into such a fellowship that we may enjoy our fellowship with the Lord and with one another. So I just want to share this with you. I feel the Lord is very sovereign and timely to bring us into such a matter. Both the work of the cross we should experience, and also the fellowship, the unique fellowship of the body of Christ, we should have such a living. It's not just kind of a coming together, then we go home and we live our own life, but rather it's a living. Amen. Okay, I'll stop here. I think we can sing a hymn, or then we can continue. Maybe we can sing a hymn, 1191.